Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. This is brought to you by the Holy Family School of Faith. We are a public association of the faithful, officially recognized within the Catholic Church. And we want to help you grow closer to Jesus while helping you bring your loved ones to heaven. So we try to serve you in four ways: teaching the Catholic faith in all its fullness and how to live it, helping people to develop a deeper friendship with Jesus through prayer, building genuine Christian community amid isolation and loneliness, and training and providing spiritual directors and mentors for one-on-one growth. To accomplish this mission, we rely on a dedicated team of 16 full and part-time staff members. A team requires resources, and four generous couples have pledged to match every dollar donated up to $1 million. If you benefit from this mission, consider helping us. If 1,000 people gave $1,000 or 10,000 gave us $100, we'd reach the goal. Just click donate below the transcript and help us lead people to Jesus through Mary this Advent. So let us begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today is the feast of St. John Damascene. Born of a Catholic family in Damascus, Syria, in the year 675, he grew up under Muslim civil rule. His father was the chief financial officer for the Muslim ruler, and later, John became the chief counselor of Caliph Abdul Malik. However, in the year 726, the Byzantine emperor in Constantinople, Leo III, issued a law that all Christian sacred images, things like icons of Jesus and Mary and the saints, had to be destroyed. As soon as John heard this heretical news, he began writing and distributing pamphlets to convince the people to ignore this unjust law and not destroy these precious things. He explained to them that we need sacred images and icons because they remind us of the presence of God and of the help of Mary and the saints. Things like crucifixes, pictures, statues, icons, these are vital reminders that God is with us, that God is caring for us. When we remove these visible reminders of God's presence from our home and society, we actually forget about God, you know, out of sight, out of mind. And then, thinking that we are on our own, we experience the weight of our responsibilities, and we begin to feel overwhelmed and anxious. So anxiety, at its root, comes from pride. Pride is self-reliance. But God never asked us to go it alone. He wants us to rely on Him, to rely on Mary and Joseph and the angels and saints. And that's precisely why we need these sacred images, to remind us we're not alone and we don't have to live like we are. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
When the Byzantine emperor received the news that John was undermining his law to destroy the religious art, the emperor wanted John killed. But he could do nothing because John lived outside his empire and he lived under Muslim civil rule. So the Byzantine emperor had a letter forged, allegedly from John, stating John's intention to destabilize the Muslim caliph and to hand Damascus, the capital of the Muslim Umayyad Empire, over to the Byzantine emperor. This letter was then delivered to the caliph, who upon receiving it had John arrested and had his right hand cut off in the public square. John took his severed hand and he went to the Catholic Church, where he prostrated himself in front of an icon of Mary holding the child Jesus. Clutching his severed hand to his breast, he begged Our Lady for help until he passed out. And while unconscious, she appeared to him, promising to restore his hand and encouraging him to fight for the truth and goodness of religious images and not give up. And when he awoke, his hand was restored, completely healed. And with that hand, John went on to write and defend sacred images. And it's due to John's efforts that we have them today. In gratitude, John had a silver hand, representing his own, attached to the icon of Mary and Jesus that he prayed before. This icon has come to be known as the icon of three hands, and it still exists today, and it resides on Mount Athos in Greece. Soon after this, John left everything and became a monk and a priest at the monastery of St. Saba, just outside Jerusalem. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We should try to imitate the trust John Damascene had for Our Lady. His attitude was, Mary, you're my mother and queen. I belong to you. I can't restore my hand. I can't fix this. So I surrender everything to you. And because his trust was great, Mary did great things for him. We, on the other hand, place our trust in ourselves and not in God and Our Lady. We make plans, take action, do what we can to control all the variables, but it's all done in self-reliance. And then we suffer from anxiety, anger, and exhaustion. Instead, let's ask Our Lady to conduct all our affairs and trust everything to her, because the Holy Spirit works through her. Say to Our Lady, I am all yours, and all that is mine is yours. And then, before everything, pray and consult Our Lady. Ask her what to do. Then go ahead, think, make plans, do what you reasonably can. But don't worry about the rest. Leave it to God and Our Lady. Still, we obsess. Have I done enough? Should I do more? I need to do more. And then we take it out of the hands of God and Our Lady and back into our own anxious, worried, and exhausted hands. Instead, let's consecrate everything to Mary. If she wants it, she'll work it out. If she doesn't, then neither do you. And the result is peace, because Mary is the Queen of Peace. In a homily given at the empty tomb of Mary in Jerusalem, on the feast of her Assumption, St. John Damascene said, What is sweeter than the Mother of God? She has taken my mind captive. She has possession of my tongue. She is on my mind day and night. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. John Damascene is a great witness to just how old consecration to Mary is in the Catholic Church. Going all the way back to the 700s, John taught everyone to consecrate themselves to Mary. Again, at the empty tomb of Mary in Jerusalem, where she was assumed into heaven body and soul, John consecrated himself to Mary with this prayer. We today also remain near you, O Lady. Yes, I repeat, O Lady, Mother of God and Virgin, we bind our souls to your hope, as to a most firm and totally unbreakable anchor, consecrating to you our mind, soul, body, and all our being, and honoring you as much as we can with psalms, hymns, and spiritual canticles. Like John, we should consecrate ourselves to Our Lady, and if you have, then renew this consecration to her at least once a year. And I suggest, like John Paul II, renew the consecration every day with the simple words, I am all yours, and all that is mine is yours, dear Jesus, through the hands of Mary. Or simply, Mary, I am all yours. And then pay attention and do whatever she tells you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We need to learn to live like Jesus. At Cana, Jesus was totally unconcerned about things. Mary was watching over everything. The wedding feast, the beginning of the public ministry of Jesus, the faith of the apostles, everything. She saw what needed to be done and said to Jesus, "They have no wine." And again, Jesus, totally unconcerned, replied, "Woman, what has this to do with me?" But Our Lady watched over everything. Then she intuited and prompted Jesus to act. And he was docile to her. And then he worked his first public miracle, saving the wedding feast. But it also launched his public ministry. And it was the cause of the faith of the apostles to begin. What do you worry about that is beyond your ability to control? Instead, consecrate or entrust that to Mary. Ask her to conduct all your affairs. Then pay close attention to what she does and how she inspires you to take action. We want to be docile to her as her son Jesus was. St. Maximilian Kolbe wrote, "I see Mary everywhere. I see difficulties nowhere." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. So what did this meditation make you reflect upon?
Something connected to this, because it's fascinating, because so Islam begins in 632, actually about 638, and then it takes over the whole Middle East, and Damascus, where John Damascene, that's where he gets his name, John of Damascus, John Damascene, John lived under the Muslim rule. He worked for the head of the Muslim Umayyad dynasty. He gives a very early, clear perspective as a Catholic theologian on Islam. And John writes very clearly and vigorously that the Catholic, that God as Jesus has revealed. God as Jesus has revealed, that's handed down by the Catholic Church, is almost the exact opposite of God as Islam hands down. People often fall into the trap of saying, well, we worship the same God as Islam. John Damascene would say, no, that's completely wrong. The God of Islam is not true at all.
It's not a rose by any other name.
No. Jesus revealed to us that God is love. Islam reveals or says, claims that God is power. God as love, love needs nothing from us. Love gives that we may receive and be raised up to the level of love and God. Islam, believing that God is power, says it's impossible to have a relationship with God. And the only relationship you can have with power is to submit. And if you want to be like God, then you have to make others submit to you. And that's what Islam means. It means submit. Where Jesus reveals that, no, God is love. And if you want to be like God, then you have to become love.
Yeah.
So our understanding of God as Jesus revealed it couldn't be any more different from the God of Islam than is night from the day.
These things
Light from
are
darkness.
exclusive. I think there's such a natural human desire for peace that it's a very good desire that
We
we
don't want
want to,
conflict.
we don't want conflict, but these two ideas are in conflict. So you have to believe one or the other.
Because
It's sort of the there's a good heart behind the concept of coexist, but you can't pretend that two things that are in conflict with each other are can both be true. It's relativism.
yeah, if two things contradict, then one or both of them have to be wrong. They
Now,
both can't be right
I
and
think it's
contradict.
easier to enter into a discussion with someone who believes in a god than it is to enter into discussion with someone who doesn't believe in God, because that way you're at least starting on the grounds of talking
It's
about
true.
theology.
It's
You
true.
understand belief and faith,
It's true.
but that doesn't mean there aren't differences.
There are major differences. And it is really amazing to read John Damascene's writings on Islam, especially when he's so close to the origin of
Yeah.
Islam, both physically
Wow,
and
that is crazy
time-wise.
to think about.
Yeah. I mean, he's at ground zero, writing and defending the Catholic position against Islam. So he's a pretty important saint. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.